Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Wednesday. It's 8:30. It's Bob Walk. Good morning, Bob. How's everything?
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, right. Actually. What do we expect from Tyler Glasnow? Or, no, not we. What do you expect from Tyler Glasnow today?
Well, I don't know. After his first time with us, I'm going to temper my expectations and to see what happens. According to looking at his minor league stats, which, I don't know how much to put into that because he's always had good minor league stats, but he has cut down his base on balls. So, I'm going to have my fingers crossed on that because that is the main thing. And I would also like to see him have some consistency in his fastball velocity, which we didn't see his first time up. There was a big swing in that all the time. From the low 90s way up to the high 90s. And, when I see that, it was kind of like what we used to see out of Cool. But, the release point can't be too consistent when your velocities are swinging up and down like that in such a way. So I would like to see him throwing, consistently like a 3-mile-per-hour range, hopefully in the, 95 and up. And, a lot of strikes and some command of his pitches. And if you see that, then there's got to be some success because his stuff is just too good. And his numbers, obviously, in the minor leagues are just crazy good. So just wait and see what happens. See if he can get it done up here. See if he can translate those numbers to the big leagues.
Now, Bob, I listened to the pre-show yesterday, and they interviewed Brault, 6 innings, 1 hit. And they just talked about he had that aha moment, the light bulb. He said, I came up here and I threw stuff that I didn't feel comfortable with. I just kind of stuck to what I like and love and I'm good at, and that was the fastball and being able to locate it where I wanted. Do you see him having a future with that? I mean, can you go ahead? Is that the thing to do, though, stick to what you do best?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of young guys kind of mess up with. They get up here and they really try to change. They think they need to do something different because, this is the spot that they've dreamed about their whole lives. And, you're just not confident that you're good enough. And there is that aha moment for a lot of guys when they realize, hey, wait a minute, this will work just fine. What I've been doing this whole time. So, I love the fact the way he used his fastball. He was able to saw off bats all night. I couldn't believe how many bats he was breaking. He's not a real hard thrower. He's got a decent fastball, I guess you'd call average velocity. Throws a little across his body, which can add a little deception. But, he was just getting inside on guys, breaking bats. And then the second, third time through the lineup, he started throwing that changeup, getting some guys out in front. The fastball was good enough to where when he did make some mistakes with it in the middle of the plate, didn't get hurt real bad, or hurt at all, really. So it looks good, but it's just one game. I mean, that doesn't really mean a whole lot. I mean, he's got to do this a few times before I think everybody buys in and says, okay, here we go. But kind of like Glasnow, you look at what he's done in AAA, and the numbers are just ridiculous. Stuff that you're like, wow, how good is this guy? So it should be able to at least, come up here and play close to what he did at the AAA level. And if that's the case, then, he's going to be really good. I love his character. I love his makeup. I mean, he's, a lot like, like Tyone is, and just goes out there and gets the job done. And there's not a whole ton of emotion, and he's a competitor. I mean, look at the way he loves to hit. It's just a full package. If what we saw the other night is going to be him the whole time, they've found a darn good pitcher.
And Bob, sometimes what you see in September can be deceiving, but how important is it that Brault and now tonight Glasnow, and they might get other starts as well against Milwaukee, a team that's in contention, and then they may both start against St. Louis as well. How important is that?
Well, I think it's very important for them. You know, not necessarily for Neil to be making judgments on guys. Obviously it's better to have them out there on the field than sitting on the bench when it comes to judging whether they're going to be a part of your team next year. But it's not, you know, when you watch them, it's not like, okay, yeah, this guy, man, look how great he did in September. He's going to be our whatever next year. You don't necessarily, I think, do that, but you do, you know, have your eyes open and you say, okay, this guy, you know, he could be part of the solution for next year. But the important thing for me is for the players themselves to get this experience, get their confidence going, maybe have that aha moment like, you know, Brault said he had. I mean, that's extremely valuable to be able to get these guys out there on the field this season. I'll let them get more and more experience about what it feels like to be out there in these situations, you know, throwing against a team in a pennant race, you know, a nice crowd last night. You know, those are the kind of games and the kind of feelings that you can't, there's no way you can replicate that for these guys at the minor league level. So they get these experiences up here so that, you know, next year they've already gone through a lot of this stuff that, you want them to feel. So this can be very important for the players themselves, not just pitchers, but, I'd like to see Moroff out there a bunch. I thought that this was an opportunity to really, get him out there a lot with Jehe getting hurt. And, he's got a chance to be a decent big leaguer. I mean, he's been showing a decent bat of late, not when he first got up here, that was for sure, but of late he looks like he can hit a little bit. He's got some decent range in the infield. He even can show some pop, hit a home run every now and then. So these guys, get them out there, get them some at bats, and get them this experience now, and maybe it'll pay off for next season.
Bob, we thank you so very much. Our Wednesdays, we love them, and they're so much better because of 8:30 with you. Walkie, thank you so very much. No, they are.
Yeah.
Really. This is unbelievable. We love it at 8:30 on Wednesdays.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
We're looking forward to it. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob Walk.
I don't think he believed you.
He believed us.
I know. Come on. You think
that
we're
very nice of you.
Chain?
I thought that was...
Yeah.
Jeez.
Came from the heart.
No, we like it when they're at home even more because then we hear the birds chirping outside.
Yeah.
Bob likes it at home, too, I think.
He'd rather be there this time of year, too.
Well, yeah. Well,
plus, he has his home coffee pot. He doesn't have to play road games with that coffee pot.
That haunted hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're the Pfister probably right now.
I think so.
Bob likes that coffee. You think Bob still has an old school, like, on the stove coffee pot?
With a little percolator thing up the top.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. Oh, man.
Maxwell House.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.